Producers should consider a number of factors before deciding whether to terminate their hayland in the spring and then seed an annual crop. With more, we're speaking with Mark Cutts, crop specialist at the Ag Info Center.
Certainly a very important factor in successful crop production is managing the soil moisture. So it's important in many areas of the province to conserve that spring soil moisture because that definitely helps with crop establishment. So if you are going to take a hay stand out in the spring, terminate its growth, and then seed an annual crop, it's generally not recommended that you use tillage to prepare the seed bed because with every tillage pass, you'll certainly be losing moisture, and that can certainly have an impact on the establishment of the crop. So probably the preferred way to establish a crop in a terminated hay stand in the spring is to spray out that hay field and then direct seed into the sod just to help conserve soil moisture. Need to realize that it will delay the date of seeding, and one reason for that is because you need to make sure you have enough plant material in that hay field in order to control the growth of the species that are in that hay field. So we need to look at the stage of the grasses. We'd like to see the grasses at that 3 to 4 leaf stage, and then also see if you have alfalfa or clovers, we'd like to see them actively growing as well. And that'll allow for the herbicide to impact the growth of those, and once they've been sprayed, you'll also have to wait a period of time for that herbicide to take effect. So really, you could be looking at about a 2 to 3 week delay as compared to a stand you might have taken out in the fall.
Do you have suggestions about how producers can go about controlling that forage species?
Glyphosate is probably the product of choice. A high rate of glyphosate should be applied to the hay stand once that sufficient growth is present, and that will help control those species. Another thing to keep in mind is if you have regrowth of some of those forage species that occurs after the emergence of the annual crop, you're going to have to make sure that there are control options available to help control those species. So that's an important step as well. Should also talk about the types of crops that work well in this system. Ideally, it's suited to some of your larger seeded crops like cereals, so barley or oats, for example, as compared to a smaller seeded crop like canola. And that's simply because the larger seed size, you can actually put that down into the beneath the thatch layer and into the soil where you'll have good soil-to-seed contact.
Where does fertility fit into this?
Fertility is important because nutrient levels on hay fields are commonly deficient, as many hay fields do not get fertilizer on an annual basis. So if you are going to be looking at this particular management approach, I would certainly recommend collecting a soil test and then using that soil test to come up with the proper fertility approach to that particular field.
For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310-3276.